Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Songs on the request list.
What was it called?
It was the name of the rap is Cooler Box, and the album was called Wat Kyk Jy.
And all in Afrikaans, or a bit of English. Because I haven't even got a copy. It went to number one in the world in America on the Billboard charts.
Yes, it does.
The rap charts.
You can find it on YouTube. Because the single's called Yo Moor.
Okay.
Because I thought it'd be very funny to have a DJ announce, and next up, we've got Yo Moor. But it never made it onto radio, surprisingly. But it did make it onto YouTube, because that's where all the glamour is. And it won an award. Did you know that?
What for?
Snarkster.
Really, Snarkster. What was it at the...
MK89.
Oh, really? Wow, that's amazing. Have you still got the award?
Yes. Pride of place in my bar.
And is it made out of something real? Or?
They told me it cost 10,000 rand, but it's made out of Perspex. So I'm like, if you pay 10 grand for this, next time you have awards, come see me and I'll make them for you for 10 grand.
Well, you've done quite a lot in your career so far. We're still going to get to that a little later on. And then we're going to we'll talk about MasterChef, because I've been watching it just because you are on that show and my good old friend Alex Joe.
Yes.
That's the only reason. And then that little blonde number, my good old friend.
Is that Sade?
No. She's not blonde.
The other
Sade,
one,
smooth operator.
The one with a fabulous pair of
eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
Lorna.
No. We're going to go through all these ladies now before we get to the one.
Yes.
The stripper.
Which is
Christa Berg.
Madeline. Alex.
Starts with a P, Chris. You're
I have
on
to
there
just
every
put,
day.
Put it out there at this point that there's people at the window with an envelope with something written on it. But even if I had a pair of binoculars,
I
couldn't read that.
I can't see from you either.
You'd need like super vision to see that.
Oh, it says that was for last night, Chris. I don't know what it says.
That was for last night. well, thank you.
I'm just kidding. Hello, little guys. Here we go. Do you love kids?
I love my kid.
What's your kid's name?
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Yes.
Girl or boy?
Girl.
Because Kaylee could be a boy's name as well. Kaylee.
It's when we named her that, we were looking for sort of a Gaelic name because my wife's Scottish. And she found Kaylee, and in Gaelic it means beauty. And apparently in French, we didn't even know it, it means from the forest.
Kaylee Forest. Kaylee from the. You should have put that in the middle. From the.
Yes.
Okay, so let's play another song. Because do you want to go to the toilet? Are you relaxed?
No, I'm good. I actually went before I came here.
Okay. Let's play... Men Without Hats, a Canadian band. One hit wonders, really, huh?
Yes, but what a good hit.
Yes, here we go. Are you going to do the safety dance? Do you know why the song's called the safety dance, why they wrote it?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you after we've played this song. Jacaranda FM coming to you live from, what's this place called again?
Is it Monte Casino?
Yeah, I just had to double check.
Yes.
Sometimes we can make it up. We can say we're sitting on the top of the Eiffel Tower and people will believe us because it's radio.
Yes. Well, except for the people outside.
Exactly. But who cares about them?
Yeah. Yes. I care. There was a woman who said thanks for last night and I had to think about where I was last night.
Did you get the envelope? They left it out here. It's lying down here at the bottom. Okay, the Safety Dance, a band out of Canada. They were at the Millipop Festival. Interesting name for a festival, huh?
Millipop.
And the
Is that the Afrikaans word for popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Ermelo. The reason why they call it a safety dance, the lead singer went into this sort of a punk club anyway, and they started pogoing and moshing and whatever. And
yes.
They said, no, you can't do this. And they threw all of them out, and he wrote the song called Safety Dance.
Hey.
So that's where it comes from.
Wow.
Why do you like that song?
I saw it in a movie and I thought, wow, this is a really cool song.
Very 80s, hey?
It's very, I think I have a weird music taste because I don't go, I like this kind of music or that kind of, I like listen to music and if it's got a cool energy to it, then I sort of enjoy it.
Kanye West, Paul McCartney, Rihanna, what do you think of that song?
I haven't heard that song that I can think of. I probably heard it and haven't taken notice of it.
It's like an acoustic song. Paul McCartney doesn't sing. He just like...
Who's that? He's that. That's the guy that Kanye West made his career, isn't it?
Mm.
That was what American kids are
saying. Yeah, they all sang it. Even his ex-wife.
Wow.
Saying, yeah. You trying to be famous again. I don't think he's paid her all the money yet. You see,
so. Well, there's a lot that he has to pay her.
Right, 37942 at a cost of 1 rand 50. Get in touch now and say, how's it? We need some... Funny jokes, and we'll see if Chris Forrest likes.
Send me your funny joke.
Yeah, and then you can follow Chris on Twitter. Wow, I can't believe. Why did you eventually give in and go onto Twitter like I did?
I'm a whore. I do anything.
Okay. Social media whore.
Social media whore.
So it's at Chris Forrest SA.
That's right, because there's a guy in England who's got the at Chris Forrest handle who is probably very confused right now because a lot of people just tweet at Chris Forrest.
But he should then be at Chris Forrest UK, that, and then there'll be another one in USA. You know what I mean? You could spread.
Yes. We're okay. Everywhere.
That guy must be freaked out. Can you imagine if he's a minister or something and he's getting all these jokes and stuff? Like,
I hope so.
All right. Somebody says, hey, Nia Barney, that was not a one-hit wonder. They also did Pop Goes the World. Did they do that?
I've never heard of it.
Goes the World. Oh, now I remember that song. So they had 2 one-hit wonders.
Was it? What qualifies as a hit, though? When it makes the top 100?
I think it's
when top 10?
Top 10, I think, and then you disappear. And people will remember you for the rest of your life because of that one song.
Yeah, it's like Tiffany.
Yeah. What was that song called?
I think we're
alone now. She must be. It's like nobody, she hasn't been played for that song.
Hasn't she?
But there is a CD somebody brought out, One Hit Wonders, and that sold millions. I don't know why. But
well, that was once off or?
Yeah, once off.
There wasn't a second one?
Nope.
One Hit Wonders 2. One Hit Wonders 2. Because that would be confusing.
No, that will be.
Yes.
But maybe Christmas hits will come out with Boney M. I mean,
I hope so. I love Boney M.
Do you know on this day, today?
Yes.
9 months from today, what's going to happen?
Is that Christmas?
Yeah. So if you start practicing tonight.
Wow, then we could have a kid.
Christmas baby, yeah.
Oh, no, but it's actually slightly more than 9 months.
How do you know?
I've had a child.
I'm not a father, so help me out here.
No, it's actually...
You have to start like... But what about if the baby gets born a little premature, you know?
Well, then... Then you're fine. But these days, they normally schedule the births in South Africa. Yeah, you know, so like if your gynae's going on holiday, he says, oh, can't we do it on the 16th? Oh, yeah, all right.
And your kid, when she was born, did you know exactly on which day? And you know what? Maybe you had a show to do that day.
No. My kid was very chilled. She was just like her dad. She was completely chilled. She was like, I'm happy here. I'm not going anywhere. So she was actually overdue. She was like a week or two overdue. And she was quite big as well. So they were like, wow, this kid's really got to come out or she's like going to be too big and she's going to completely ruin everything. And I was like, well, we can't have that stuff ruined. So we did the smash and grab birth.
Okay, cool. Coming up next, more fun and laughter from the one and only Chris Forrest. You can follow us on Twitter at Barney Simon or at Jacaranda FM. Chris Forrest, my in-studio guest until midnight, if I can survive this.
If you can.
My stomach is so sore. I haven't laughed this much in a long time. You know what I mean? You know, it's an hour now and I haven't stopped. 45 minutes, I haven't stopped laughing.
Well, if you get up more.
I'm tired. Yes, get out to Monty. Now, tell me at school, when did this funny side of you, you know, obviously, were you always with one-liners and stuff, you know, at school? And did you go to varsity? You did, hey?
I did. I was that kid at school who was very quiet, okay. Like sit in the corner, don't say a word. And then every now and then I'd come up with something funny and then people would laugh and then I'd be happy and then I'd be quiet again.
So did you, where does that humor come from? Did you guys watch lots of British humor, American humor? Because you didn't have a TV in your day, hey? Well,
no, we did. We did. We had this color and everything. It was amazing. I remember very distinctly, I was still in standard 5 and my brother brought home this VHS tape with this band thing on it called Monty Python's Flying Circus. And I must have watched it about 200 times. I just loved it. But I think that the humor was also... Like, just in my family, especially with my brother, we just used to sit around.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.